where we will discuss digital payment options. Digital payment options, or people opting for digital payments, has increased, especially in the last few years, thanks to demonetization and the growing prevalence and adoptability of digital payment wallets like Paytm and Google Pay and Phone Pay. So we will discuss the preferred mode of payments in India pre-2021 and after 2021, and the different online payment options for e-commerce websites. Now first, let's look at India's preferred mode of payments for shopping on e-commerce website till 2020, till a couple of years ago. Now e-commerce in India remains heavily dependent on cash on delivery mode of payment. This was especially true until 2020, where more than 50% of transactions were COD orders. So COD orders are when a customer places an order online on a website or on a mobile app and pays only when the product is delivered to the customer and pays in cash. So cash on delivery literally translates to the customer paying cash when the physical product is delivered to the customer. Now this involves certain risks for the seller, because at times there are buyers who change their mind, they don't accept products, and hence there's a reverse logistics involved. Then there are some not so genuine buyers who just place orders and don't accept deliveries. So it comes with a lot of risks, but till 2020, COD was the most prevalent medium, especially if we move to tier 2, tier 3 cities and the rural areas. Now in India, the system was designed initially to attract mainly rural consumers who till then did not have access to digital payment systems. The Flipkart, in order to acquire more customers and reach masses, introduced cash on delivery in 2010. And since then, people hooked on to it because there was an option available where you only pay when you receive the product. And since a lot of customers did not trust the sellers on these websites, they opted to wait till they receive the product and then pay for it. Hence, COD was 50% of, more than 50% of all the orders placed in India till 2020. So here you have a chart representation where you see the preferred payment methods in India till 2020. However, this has changed in the last couple of years, and one of the major factors has been the COVID pandemic, because then people started using more digital payment options. A lot of companies for a brief period suspended COD because that required a physical interaction of collection of payments. Hence, companies pushed prepaid orders, digitally paid orders with discount coupons, and more customers started using mobile wallets like Paytm, Phone Pay, Google Pay, Amazon Pay, and hence it was easier for them to pay digitally. Also, people buying for over the last decade or so, it's now a matured user base. There's a trust established, especially on websites or apps which they have previously bought from. And also because the category has expanded. If you go maybe 3 or 4 years down, then most purchases were for apparels or for electronics. Now, grocery and food, online food, also form a major chunk. And those are usually paid upfront using digitally. Hence, the digital contribution to e-commerce payments has increased and COD has decreased. So post demonetization and post COVID, the online payment scenario has changed drastically, and this is actually boosting e-commerce sales because this covers up the initial risk for e-commerce sellers in India. Hence, let's talk about the online payment options for e-commerce websites. Now, there are different payment gateways that you could use to integrate, where customers could use their credit cards, their debit cards, net banking, or they could use paying UPI or any of the payment digital payment wallets that they have. So in today's crowded online ecosystem, startups require solutions which are secure and efficient. Third-party payment gateways do exactly that. A startup who wants to sell online doesn't have to worry about developing a secure payment gateway to collect payments. There are already third-party payment options which you can integrate on your e-commerce website. They allow faster, easier, more convenient and hassle-free online payment, more secure. Customers trust them because they see the same payment gateway like CC Avenue on multiple websites. So there's a trust factor involved. They are economical and less transaction fee. They usually charge about 2-2.5% of the transaction fee. You have a digital record of transactions. There is no cash handling. Everything is online. So you get a digital record. So that makes it easier for accounting and also for refund processes. It's a one-stop solution for paying bills for customers. You can buy online. You can pay your bills online. And it also follows all the compliance guidelines as listed by the government. So let's talk about the prominent payment gateway. CC Avenue has to be the number one. That's the oldest. It was launched somewhere in 2001. So it is one of the oldest payment gateways in India. CC Avenue supports almost every bank and payment option out there, be the different credit cards or net banking from different banks or mobile payment wallets and UPI payments. It's reliable, tried and tested, and used by high volume e-commerce websites like Snapdeal. So if you see the CC Avenue logo on an e-commerce website, it helps the user have trust on the e-commerce website. So what's the setup fee for CC Avenue? It's a zero setup fee for startups, the pro plan, and rupees 30,000 for a privilege plan. The features are different. Annual maintenance fee of rupees 1,500. Transaction fee ranges from about 1.99% to rupees 3 or 2.99% plus rupees 3. So rupees 3 is a fixed charge per transaction, and the commission could range from 1.99% to 2.99% depending upon the plan the company chooses. It supports multiple currencies. That means you can accept payments not only in INR but also in USD, Euro and other global currencies. Then another competitor to CC Avenue is PayUbiz. This is a newer entrant compared to CC Avenue. PayU India is the flagship company of Naspers Group, which is a $25 billion internet and media conglomerate listed in London and Johannesburg Stock Exchanges respectively. In India, they claim to serve more than 4,000 merchants. The setup fee for PayUbiz starts from ₹4,900 and can go up to ₹29,000. They have an annual maintenance fee of about ₹2,400. Transaction fee for PayUbiz is between 2.2% to 3.9% based on the plan that you choose. Then we have InstaMojo as another payment gateway provider. InstaMojo is super easy to set up. They have recently introduced instant onboarding. So now you don't require any documentation to begin a trial account with InstaMojo. Simply answer a few questions and get started within minutes. So for a full account with InstaMojo, the bank statement and PAN card remain the only requirements. You can create a payment link or button, a page where you can list your products or services or directly request a payment. There is zero setup fee. There is zero annual maintenance fee, but they only charge a transaction fee of 2% plus rupees 3. So no maintenance fee, no setup fee, makes it easier for smaller sellers to sign up for InstaMojo as a payment gateway. Then you have EBS. Now EBS is owned by France-based Ingenio Group, which is a global leader in payment processing services. EBS has been around since a while and it's considered as a reliable payment gateway. Now EBS has recently lowered their charges due to competition and can be opted by small and medium-sized businesses. It has zero setup fee plans available now. Annual maintenance fee is about ₹2,400 and transaction fee ranges from 1.25% to 3.75% based on the subscription plan that you may choose. Then we also have online payments integrating digital wallets. Now India has seen a phenomenal increase in the number of digital wallets, especially since the demonetization, and the pandemic has actually increased, and also the entries of Google and Amazon into it has also increased the user base and adoption of digital wallets for regular payments, both for offline purchases and online purchases. Now, with the transaction limit on digital wallets being increased to rupees 20,000, the usage keeps getting higher and higher. Now, digital wallet is like a bank account where you can load money and use it to pay for various offline and online services. So now with UPI coming into picture, you can go to any store, scan a QR code and pay for every purchase from grocery stores to for a cup of tea to even electronics or your tickets or your movie tickets, your restaurant bills, anything and everything sold under the products and services umbrella. The number of mobile wallet users in India is expected to grow from the current 200 to 250 million to around 500 million by 2020. And this has already increased in the last 2 years, as I said, especially because of COVID, because more and more people move towards cashless and no physical transactions, and also because of the entry of major players like Google, Amazon, and Flipkart into the digital payments and UPI industry. So, what are the different types of wallets? Now, one, you have closed wallets. You could also have semi-closed wallets. What are closed wallets? A closed wallet is a wallet that will allow you to make purchases exclusively at specific company or retailer. So these types of wallet are offered by Amazon and Flipkart. So a Flipkart wallet, for example, or an Amazon wallet, for example, could be only used to purchase on their website or their affiliates. It's not available for use elsewhere. A semi-closed wallet allows you to make purchase and payments at multiple places. Paytm, Oxygen, PayUmoney, MobiKwik are examples of semi-closed wallets. All these wallets are approved by RBI. Cash withdrawal or redemption is not allowed in semi-closed wallets. Then you have the third category, which are the open wallets. Open wallets are wallets provided by the banks. These types of wallets allow all functions of semi-closed wallet. And in addition to that, it also allows cash withdrawals at ATM. So SBI Buddy and HDFC Chiller are an examples of open wallet. So you have closed wallets, which are website specific, or it includes only certain affiliates or subsites. Then you have semi-closed wallets where ATM transactions or withdrawals are not allowed. And then you have open wallets that can be used everywhere and that also allow cash withdrawals from ATMs. So here we have a list of the top digital wallets as of 2018. Now first is Paytm. Now Paytm is the poster boy of digital payment in India and easily the top digital wallet in India. It is now being competed with PhonePe and Amazon Pay and Google Pay. Now both by brand familiarity and user adoption, Paytm remains a pioneer in this space in India. Now they had crossed 300 million user base in early August 2018, and that's still growing. They have the largest network of offline merchants. So if you go in towards anywhere in India, grocery stores, tea shops, or large electronics and apparel stores, you could see that they accept Paytm. You will have Paytm QR codes on display, which you could scan and make payments for your purchase. And same, it's also accepted online. MobiKwik is another one of the early starters in this space. So MobiKwik slowly and steadily grew to became the second largest digital wallet by its sheer strength of user experience and online merchant integrations. They keep growing and they have been giving a strong competition to Paytm and other leaders in this space. Then you also have the Bheem app, which has made UPI more accessible and has integrated the entire UPI interface, because now you can pay from one wallet to another without having to install and sign up for each digital wallet separately. The Bheem app was launched by the government to promote cashless India. It is a unified payment interface which facilitates the goal, and now we also have some overseas countries adopting the UPI technology for same features in their own geographies. So this was introduced a couple of years ago and has actually revolutionized the entire UPI transaction experience, because now, as I said, if you are a Paytm user, you can pay to a PhonePe user. A PhonePe user can pay a Google Pay user without signing up for each other's service. So it's actually unified the entire digital wallet interface in India. Now, this is a government-developed controlled app making it the safest option available. Since it's controlled by government, anything in finance and banking, if it has government backing, users and people start trusting it. So Bheem app is an app which runs offline as well, which makes it highly reliable, and it will not fail you in any situation. So let's look at a summary for digital payment options specifically in India. The growing use of internet-based banking and shopping has seen the growth of various e-commerce payment systems and technology being developed to increase, improve and provide secure e-payment transactions. And the events that have unfolded in the last few years, combined with the growing affinity of people using smartphones, internet and online shopping, has given a rise and impetus to people willing to spend digitally and not choosing to wait to pay cash on delivery. That has really been a change in user preference over the last couple of years. Now, paperless e-commerce payments have revolutionized the payment processing by reducing paperwork, transaction costs, and personal cost. The systems are user-friendly and consume less time than manual processing and help businesses extend their market reach. Now, all records are available digitally. Hence, people have all the data for accounting, for refunds. It makes it easier and less time and resource consuming. Use of any digital payment option on your e-commerce business site will not only increase the traffic to your site, but will increase the conversion, thereby increasing your revenue. You need to provide all available options to the consumer, because you don't know, each customer comes with a different preference. Some like paying by credit card, that gives them a credit period, that gives them points which they later redeem for different gift options. Some use net banking, some like only using digital payment wallets or UPI, and there are still some who will opt for cash on delivery. So on your e-commerce website, you need to have all payment options that your business could provide. For example, if as a business you don't want to provide COD, that's your choice. You will lose out on some customers. So maintain a balance between your business requirements, policies, and what the customer expect, and use all the benefits of digital payment options on your e-commerce website. Thank you.